Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you very much for joining us. As we did yesterday, we're just going to reflect a little bit on the terrible tragedy of the kidnapping and killing of those three innocent boys in Israel. Whenever there is a significant tragedy, we come across people who tell us, encourage us, that we should repent on a specific front. We should do better at this. We should do better at that because there's a message here. We believe in divine providence. We believe in reward and punishment. We believe God runs the world. We believe all these things. It sometimes is a little bit unnerving when you hear a person say that, you know, I'll tell you why this happened, because we need to do better at this, we need to do better at that. Is there anything to this? Let me just make something very clear before we even go on. We are, heaven forbid, not talking about, oh, an individual had a terrible thing happen to them because they didn't do X well enough, or they did too much of Y. We're not saying that for a moment. I'm not talking about that. That's horrid, horrible, and terribly ill-advised. I'm talking about something else. When there's a tragedy that hits on a national level, is there something to be said that we as a nation are to learn from the tragedy and do something better? Not for a second to say that's why a tragedy happened to a certain individual. Way beyond our scope of understanding, and it's a terribly audacious thing for someone to even think they understand. But this idea of, on a broad level, learning a lesson does have precedent in Chumash. And that is in the fascinating story of Yosef and his brothers, that we know, without going into much detail here, we know they ended up in Egypt. Yosef was disguised as the viceroy of Egypt, who they did not know. And Yosef sends them back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And finally, one time, one of the brothers is in captivity and with Yosef. And Yosef says, I'm not letting him free unless you come back with that brother Binyamin that you speak of. And there's a fascinating pasuk in the Chumash. This is not a medrash. It's a pasuk in the Torah. And as they're going back, the brothers say, Avol ashemim anachnu alachinu. We must be guilty for what happened with our brother, that we saw the pain of his soul when he begged us to save him in the pit, and we didn't listen, and that's why we're encountering this pain right now. This does not seem to be Ruach HaKodesh. This does not seem to be divine inspiration. This seems to be the brothers being thinking people and asking themselves, not heaven forbid, why is something happening to somebody else, but is it possible that this striking example that we have that exemplifies someone's callous disregard for our pain and the pain that this will cause our father and the pain of our imprisoned brother, is it possible that this striking, extraordinary occurrence is to remind us of something that we might have done that exemplified a lack of regard and compassion and understanding of the pain of another? And they connected the dots. I don't for a minute mean to suggest that anyone today understands the will of God. But if there's something that we take from this terrible story that we reflect on and we say, you know, if that's the case, maybe we're supposed to do X a little bit better. Maybe that's not the lesson. Maybe that's not the message. And believe me, I don't mean to say that this happened to teach us a lesson. I don't know why this happened. I don't think any of us will ever understand why this happened. Only God understands. But worst comes to worst, we improved ourselves in a certain way. And maybe, just maybe, we're right. The point that I would just like to emphasize is, it was striking how strongly we came together as a people, and this is not my chiddush, so many have said this, how strongly we came together as a people. It didn't matter if you were kippah, srugah, or black hat. It didn't matter if you lived in the Shtachim or not. It didn't matter if you were Dati or Chiloni. It Ashkenazi or Sephardi did not matter. There were young Jews that had a terrible thing happen to them, and we all connected to it. One wonders if on some level this is something that we're supposed to reflect on, and maybe on some level we're supposed to grow from this experience. And the specific point that I want to make is, in my opinion, the reason why we were so united about this is because this touched us at our basic level of humanity, the basic connection and love between parent and child, and a feeling for the pain of a parent who can't get their child, who can't hold their child, is something we can all relate to. So therefore, all the labels, all the barriers were gone because we were just human beings. And the fact that we have our Judaism in common makes it all the more so, the connection. I want to continue this into tomorrow, but just to reflect on this idea, not only chesed and achdus, these are wonderful things, but specifically recognizing the humanity of each other, I think is extremely worthwhile. We'll discuss it more tomorrow, God willing. Thanks very much for joining us.